This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Aria.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have on our website for you. They are completely free. Archives that go back for more than a decade, all free over at freetalklive.com. We're going to go back into your calls and thoughts about what you want to discuss, and then more from this story of this New York Times columnist who is just flummoxed by why it is people would actually enjoy their work. Why it is that people, and the headline just says it all, really. The headline, why are young people pretending to love work? Because she just could not possibly believe that someone would actually love their work. So they must be pretending. They couldn't possibly actually want to show up to their jobs. They couldn't possibly want to run a business. So we'll get back into that. But first, we go to Rev. He's in Florida, listening online. Go ahead, Rev.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, Po? How you girls doing tonight?
What's up, Rev?
What's up?
What? Yo, what's going on? Hey, you got a package coming your way there, my friend, Mr. Freeman. You're going to enjoy it. I'm just sad you're not going to be able to show the artwork on the air. But
yeah, are you sending us some sort of obscenity?
Are you somewhere you would enjoy obscenity?
I can show you a preview.
I'll put a preview. Oh, yeah. Oh, she can.
I think I should wait. I want to be surprised.
Oh, you will be. Like Yoda, you will be, which, no offense, but Johnson kind of can sound like a little bit sometimes. It's okay.
Yeah, you could totally speaker, do it, Yoda.
Anyway, some of the Rated Gen guys are coming.
Look as good you're remote.
So the reason, I don't know. I don't want to make things too great tonight, but real quick with this whole, this girl. Oh, you guys
what
heard
girl?
About Buzz, the girl complaining about working, you know, did you hear about BuzzFeed and Huffington Post having to slash their numbers due to lack of revenue and all that?
Yep.
Yeah, I heard something about that. I don't know if you guys were talking about it on Call to Freedom the other day.
We discussed it during the third hour yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I heard about it. It was on Call to Freedom, which you can go and check out at calltofreedomlive.com. That's Aria's show, as you already know, Rev, but I was saying that for the audience that may not have been aware about that. But, yeah, it looks like tough times for Huffington Post. They had to cut staff.
How do they make choice without discrimination?
You have to discriminate.
Not to get into that, you know, controversial field, because even I get tired of it sometimes, believe it or not. But, you know, if they had spent less time on forced mass diversity hires and more time on maybe just actual journalism like Aria and Will were talking about, you know, it's understandable. You got to have your bias, your, you know, part of the paradigm, whatever. But, I mean, it's just so funny, man. Even with millions of dollars behind them, even with these big donors, they still failed, dude. They're not reaching. Maybe a lot of the millennials are still sipping their stupid Kool-Aid, and I'm in that age range, too. But, man, Generation Z is woke, son. I'm not going to say the other thing they
Generation Z is woke?
Well, they're getting woke to this leftist SJW garbage.
Now, hold on. Generation Z is what? People who are born, like, now? It's after millennials?
Yeah,
so as of like 2000?
Yeah,
the young ones. The young, and granted, they're still indoctrinated too to some extent, but, you know.
What are they woke to, though, in your mind?
Well, think about this. If you're growing, like, okay, every generation, there's the theory that seems to have quite a bit of weight that you tend to revolt against whatever your society, family, et cetera, are trying to morally imprint on you or whatnot.
Yeah, especially that seems to be the cycle. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, especially if it doesn't make sense. You know, if it's like look both ways before you cross the street or wipe yourself after you go to the bathroom, okay, that's pretty pragmatic stuff. But if it's like, you should not be enforcing patriarchy or blah, blah, like in the old days when the Christian right, which, believe it or not to get into me, but that's what made me a huge leftist back in the day, Ian. I know
it's hard
to picture me an SJW social progressive, but I was. But, dude, that's what it was, is like the Christian far right, and Aria can relate to this, especially her, you know, coming straight from the South. But it's like, dude, they went so insane with this dogmatic stuff that it's like, you know, you just can't help but feel alienated by that. So now that the pendulum has swung into believe women, Me Too, you know, Black Lives Matter and all this trash, you're seeing that backlash, man. And we're dancing on the rooftops, those of us in our circles. So,
now, wait, yeah. Are you a millennial?
Technically, I'm old. I'm 31, but I guess that makes me a millennial.
yeah, it does. So you're happy. You're saying that Generation Z is going to push back against this, you know, believe women no matter what they say kind of concept, Me Too?
Well, yeah, it's not so much even like an attack against women. It's just to mindlessly, like, did you know that the Department of Justice has done studies, and you can look it up, that about some certain years, 40% of rape cases were found to be either fraudulent or have the allegations rescinded. So, yes, I'm saying that, and I'm saying that just like the more insane and vitriolic the far left gets, the more of us become radicalized to the right, just like 10 okay. years ago.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Okay, sure. So you say you used to be a leftist SJW. What was your age?
Oh, yeah.
Around that time. How old
what
were you?
What was it? Oh, I was fundamentalist Christian theocrat from 16 to 18. I was about 20 years old to about 25, 26, yeah.
So roughly the same age as Gen Z today.
Yeah, around the younger
and
side.
And yet you no longer hold those views. The
right,
point I'm getting at is that I would not put a lot of stock into the political positions and the social positions that are held by people who are 16 to 20 years old.
Because they'll change.
Yeah. I used to be a hardcore communist.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
I know. But all right, the social climate had not shifted so much back then. Back then, leftism was a more pure, egalitarian, almost, dare I say, quote, libertarian kind of thing. It was like, hey, look, gay people pay taxes. Maybe they should have, you know, certain rights or whatever the heck and stuff like that. Now it's like if you're, well, I won't get into certain color subjects, but, you know, if you're male, you're a rapist, or if you're male, you're oppressing women. If you're straight, you're oppressing gays. So, and real quick, if you don't believe me.
Yeah, I realize the media pushes that narrative that people say that, but I know a lot of millennials,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know any who actually fit into that mindset.
Oh, I do. And you know what's worse than the ones that aren't
You have actually met these millennials
yes,
who
I,
say
I
that
one.
Being a white man is automatically oppressive.
Let's put it to you this way, hon. The same ones that hypothetically I would maybe enjoy seeing in a wood chipper, I was on their side and I wanted to put the other side, the straight people, the white people. Oh, sorry. You know, the traditional.
So you simply
people,
joined the other side of the people marching with pitchforks.
Well, I've always been an extremist.
You got to let go of the wood chipper, Rev. It's not going to solve any of your problems.
Ian, we could put a nice don't tread on me snake on it. Maybe Aria could put like a trans sticker. Have some fun with the wood chippers, man. They're on sale.
No, it's not fun to put someone in a wood chipper.
One last thing,
it's not fun.
Hey,
Rev.
And one last thing.
I suspect you would find that out if you ever tried it.
Well, some of our stuff's hyperbolic, some of it's not. It depends, you know, if we're on the radio or not. But listen, there's a picture of a yearbook picture of some kids a few months ago. I can't exactly say on the radio the gesture that they were doing, but let's just say it's not too far from our buddy Chris. So I would encourage you to look into that and see that they're getting sick of this. And the final thing, Ari, you said that there was weird thing.
A yearbook?
Nazi salute.
Oh, a Nazi thing. Oh.
Yeah, I did all kinds of stupid
stuff. I thought he was talking about
school,
like the Shocker or something like that.
I don't know why he couldn't just say Nazi salute. You can't say Nazi
you
salute on the radio.
You can say that on the radio.
No, yeah.
Thank you, Rev, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Get out of here. Toll-free number here is 850. This Rev... we saw his, I don't know if it was his Facebook or
idolizes Cantwell.
Twitter. It was his Twitter. Yeah, he's really into Cantwell, but he's also, like, gay.
He's genderqueer.
What is a genderqueer?
I don't know. I asked him, he didn't answer.
So that was his term that he used?
Yes. When we Googled it, a coworker and I, we were Googling it today, because I didn't know what it meant either, and I figured he would know.
You as a transsexual didn't know what a genderqueer was.
It's okay. Apparently someone who identifies as neither male nor female, but something in between. It's really vague and really ambivalent.
Yeah.
So,
well, rest assured, based on what I saw from Rev's Twitter, which is basically whatever. I think it was actually Arterial Salad in our chat room who dug up his DeviantArt channel as well. It's basically photos of Rev, his backside, him standing out at like a pool or on a beach or something, in a thong. So, like, this guy
That's
is...
That's his Twitter profile page.
Yeah, okay. He's not going to be welcome in the Cantwell society, but yet he idolizes him. There's more coming up here in moments.
And they all idolize that Archie Bunker, I think.
We got more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of...
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Liquid Chops.
Try Liquid Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
SmartCash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. SmartCash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You're invited. And if you want to join us here on the radio, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Jump into one of those. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And Aria. Me, Jones.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Johnson. And Aria. And we're going to get back into your calls, but then we do have to continue on this workaholism story by the very confused New York Times writer who could not understand why people her age are actually enjoying working. We'll get into that here. But also something that a lot of us enjoy here in the studio is cryptocurrency. It's one of those things that you can just kind of get lost in and spend as many hours on learning about it and getting into it and trading it as you want to. It's a very, very deep world, and there's a lot of cryptocurrency options out there in the marketplace. So I'd like to suggest one that you should take a look at. It's Smart Cash. It's a peer-to-peer digital currency. It's fast, secure, and it's easy to use. And that's true of a lot of cryptocurrencies. But what is it that makes Smart Cash different? Well, first of all, it seems like there's a lot of libertarians that are behind it because they've been sponsoring all manner of different liberty-friendly talk shows and, you know, YouTube channels and things like that. So it's good to see them reaching out to the libertarian community because that's what helped build Bitcoin into the success that it is today. They've got a smart hive governance model that is pretty unique, from what I understand, allowing everyone who has any amount of smart cash to participate. If you have one smart, you have one vote. So if you have more than one smart, you've got more than one vote. Now, you do need to hold the smart cash in your own wallet that you control the keys for. So you don't just leave it on an exchange. Otherwise, you don't have any vote. So you got to have it in your actual smart wallet. And they do have their official wallets for both mobile and for like a full node installation on their website, smartcash.cc. In fact, they've got the voting system built right into the wallet. It makes it super easy to cast your votes on the various different proposals that are made. So one of the proposals was to advertise on Free Talk Live, which we appreciate the folks who voted for that. You can go to smartcash.cc and you'll also learn about smart rewards, which rewards you for holding on to smart cash. So if you're going to do smart rewards, you want to have one wallet to hold it. And then if you want to have a wallet from which you can spend, you want to have a separate wallet for that because you don't want to spend from the savings wallet, the smart rewards wallet. If you spend from it, it'll invalidate your smart rewards. So the trick is you have to have at least 1,000 smart, which isn't hard to get 1,000 smart. We're talking less than $20 worth of smart. 1,000 smart, hold on to that for at least a month's time with no outgoing transactions, and you have to control the keys to the wallet. So then the more months you hold it, the more smart rewards you get. You get rewarded once a month, and it's a pretty cool system. Go to smartcash.cc to learn more and get started. That's smartcash.cc. Let's go to the phones to Sarah in New Mexico, and then we'll talk more about working and workaholism. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to mention that, you know, Albuquerque crime rate overall has been going down with a Democratic mayor.
It's true across all of the United States.
Well, I'm talking about just here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, with our last Republican mayor, our crime rate was going up and up, and we have, I predicted this. I called in before the election that with our new Democratic mayor, we're going to have our crimes go down.
Do you think the criminals in Albuquerque feel better now that there's a Democratic mayor and they don't want to rob and rape as much anymore?
Well, you know what?
What kind of crime went down? You say crime went down. Are you referring to violent crime or like pot arrests?
Property crime, violent crime, and all of the crimes put together.
Well, but Aria asked you an important question. I don't know if you really followed what she was asking you. When the government talks about crime, they're referring to any violation of a code, any violation of the statutes of the town ordinances, whether it be littering, whether it be smoking pot, whether it be, you know, an actual rape or a murder. All of that is considered to be crime as a category. But Aria, you asked, is violent crime down, meaning crime where somebody actually gets hurt, somebody where, you know, or crime in which there is an actual victim, unlike a lot of crimes, so-called crimes that the government has on the books, which don't involve victims. So what are the numbers? What is actually going down? Is it overall crime or violent crime?
Well, I mean, violence, you consider like It's having your car stolen, your package stolen, your mail stolen, your home.
That's a crime with a victim. Yeah, that's a crime with a victim. So, yes.
So even though that you did, they did not physically assault you.
Sure, I guess you wouldn't have to call that violent crime. But how about crime with a victim?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the kind of crime I'm talking about.
That is.
Where the person...
So why would the criminals... I mean, do you think the criminals just packed up and left town? They're like, oh my God, a Democratic mayor. We better leave. Or did they just all of a sudden have a pang of conscience because of the Democratic mayor's here, guys? You know what? Maybe we ought to stop all this raping.
Well, the thing is that we hired more officers, and now I see the...
Do you think police officers stop rape?
Well, the thing is, not really, but it helps us reduce it.
So how does it help if it doesn't stop it? How does it help if it doesn't stop it?
Well, I mean, let's say you're a UNIM student, you're a female, you call the emergency button. If there's more officers that they hire, if they have more officers, they might come and respond and help you instead of having short, like, 100 officers.
Well, see, that's stopping rape. And you just said that they don't really do that.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is that it does help.
Well, they're not going to get there.
In what way?
They're not going to get there. If there's somebody who is chasing you down to try to murder or rape you, and you press an emergency button to try to alert the police that something's happening, you're going to be either dead or raped, or at the very least, you've run so far away from that location, you're not going to be there. You know what I'm talking about? Like on these college campuses, they've got these little emergency booths with like the blue light on them, at least here in Keene, and you supposedly like press the thing and then people are supposed to respond. But what are you going to do exactly? If there's some bloody murderer who's chasing you down and you have enough time to hit a button, you certainly don't have time to wait around until the dispatcher gets on the line and asks you a bunch of questions.
No, but you have enough time to whip out your gun and defend yourself.
If you are willing to break the rules on college campuses.
Oh, that's right yeah.
If you are a rapist, okay, and you know that they hired extra 100 officers, and they might come out and catch you, instead of having, like, only 900, now they have 1,000. You know, they just think about...
Do you think rapists pay close attention to political news? Do you think that the rapists were watching the mayoral election with rapt attention? Just wondering if that Democrat's going to hire more police. We've got to pay attention to this race. We're going to get out and wave signs for the Republican just so we can rape without worry. I mean, this is just ridiculous.
The criminals, to get the word out that they have bait cards, they have bait packages, that if you're lucky, now they're out to come and get you. Now
there's some pretty cool YouTube videos with the bait bikes and the bait cars, by the way. I know you don't get on the internet, Sarah, but for listeners that do, there's some pretty entertaining stuff out there. Thank you, Sarah. Once again, this is going to get wrapped up, this topic, with the idea that correlation is not causation. So even if it's true that crime went down and there's a Democratic mayor, it's just coincidence. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. But check it out, bait bike. Look for that on YouTube. There's some funny stuff, man. If you like seeing criminals get what they deserve right in the moment, it's a good video. More coming up.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Capitol Hill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says government shutdowns just don't work.
This is an example of government dysfunction, which should be embarrassing to everyone on a bipartisan basis.
regarding a bill that would make it difficult for future government shutdowns?
I'd be open to anything that we could agree on a bipartisan basis that would make them pretty hard to occur again. There's some differences about how to craft that.
In a D.C. federal court on Tuesday, former Trump advisor Roger Stone pleads not guilty to 7 counts, including lying to Congress and witness tampering. Your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, it was a mixed bag as the Dow was up 53 points to close at 24,581. The NASDAQ lost 57 and the S&P closed 4 points lower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136. Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, you can dial in toll free to join us on the radio. Whatever you want. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
How are you?
And you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there, including our Discord server, where you can go and chat with other Free Talk Live listeners basically around the clock. I mean, I've seen people in there in the overnights, 3 a.m., 5 a.m. There's people there frequently. Yep. Talking about different things. There are different rooms in which you can have different types of conversations. There's the on-air now room, which is kind of the default room where everybody gets dumped into when they first join the server. But there's also rooms about gaming and cryptocurrency and other topics. So go to discord.lrn.fm. You can get started there. It's free, by the way, so check it out. It's fun, too. Discord.lrn.fm. Beware, though, the toxic user zone. Be very, very careful. If you are afraid of, not safe for work things, then you ought to not go in there. But otherwise, most of the other rooms are pretty fun. So check that out over at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go back to the phones here to the fun, and then we'll get back into the John McAfee bot theory. Is John McAfee actually sending out on his own, like, is he himself sitting behind a computer randomly contacting people on Facebook and sending them messages about his presidential campaign? Aria, you've dug up the actual chat log that he tried to delete. And we'll get into that here in just a moment. But first, we go to Bad Slave on the line from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, you're on our Discord lines.
Hi, I just wanted to respond to Sarah, actually. She made a claim that, there's a Democratic mayor now, and that's probably has something to do with crime going down. And we agreed, I guess, that it was all sorts of crimes, which are typically 50% victim-free.
Well, I mean, all you need to do is get police to stop fining people for having tail lights out and things like that, and voila, you made crime go down.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's another thing, too, that that could be occurring, is that if it is property crimes, they could go down as a result of more patrolling, as she was claiming. But I think that the likelihood is really that the economy has been improved, maybe by the efforts of Trump, and maybe that would be actually the resulting lowering in crime.
Yeah, but wasn't the economy coming back during the Obama administration as well? So, I mean, the idea of just pinning that on Trump, I don't know if that's fair.
I mean, in Albuquerque being, I guess, a fairly poor town, I get the impression that...
Well, the whole state of New Mexico is, I think, fairly poor compared
to... Albuquerque is the capital of New Mexico, though, is it not?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, it's not exactly a poor city.
Right.
But,
it's not Los Angeles, but...
And they've got their poor people, and if more of them are back to work, there could be less crime for that reason. And there's definitely, since Obama, there's been an increase in employment or a decrease in unemployment.
Well, all of these things are potentially the case, but, you know, we don't know. We don't know what it is that necessarily has caused crime to go down.
But it's a pretty safe bet. It's not really a Democratic mayor.
No.
She won't go after any more detailed information. I guess the Free Talk Live is her source for that sort of thing.
Well, if she listens to other radio shows, and then she kind of parrots, like I'm listening to NPR, and then parrots the things that she hears there when she calls other shows like ours. That's like, thanks for the call. Thanks for the analysis tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450, free like freedom. All right, so before we get back into this jobs thing, working too much, according to a New York Times editorial piece here, or opinion piece that's just... confused as to why people who she describes as young, so presumably millennials, would actually enjoy their jobs or enjoy working. We'll get back into that because we never really finished it. We started in the first hour, but also in the first hour, I think it was the last segment of the first hour, this conversation you had with John McAfee came up, and he, who is, you know, apparently running for president again, wants to get the Libertarian Party's nomination again. He didn't get it in 2016, and I think that's too bad because I think he would have been a better candidate than Gary Johnson.
Absolutely.
And you said you've soured on John McAfee now as a result of this particular conversation.
Yeah, I think anyone would if it happened to them directly.
So you're just on Facebook, doing whatever you're doing on Facebook. All of a sudden, you get a message from John McAfee.
Well, sort of. I got the message at like 9 o'clock in the morning. Obviously, I wasn't awake.
Okay.
When I did become aware of it, it was like 7 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Sunday night. I don't recall exactly. But he had used the Facebook Wave thing at me, which was weird.
Is that like they used to have poke on Facebook?
Yes, it's identical to poke.
Okay.
But for some reason, I couldn't wave back, so I just said hi. And he said, hello, Aria. How are you doing?
Now, okay. So he sent you the wave at 9 a.m. You sent back hi later in the evening. How quickly did he get back to you after you said hi back? Do you have timestamps on the logs?
6:51 a.m., 6:51 p.m. was when I said hi back.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 o'clock the next morning was when he said, hello, Aria, how are you doing?
Okay, so there was some delay. It wasn't like an instant script response. Because we're trying to figure
out if
this was an actual robot that you were talking to. All right.
I said, I'm all right, recovering from being a little sick, still recovering from being a little sick.
And you've never talked to him before in your life? This is your first
time? Not directly. I've liked some of his stuff and commented some of his stuff.
Okay.
But that's not really an interaction,
yeah.
I don't think. How's Oceanic life?
You're asking because he's on a boat. He recently escaped from the United States, given that he believes the U.S. government's going to indict him on cryptocurrency-related charges.
Right. And I was incorrect. I was I chose a poor example earlier when I chose how he ended up responding through most of these messages, because to that one he just said, it's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
To which, and then he added, thanks for your support, likes, and comments on my page.
Now, are we back in, are we in real-time chat? Here's this 3 in the morning, you're on, because you're up at 3 usually, right? So
it's close to real-time. There was about a 15-minute delay here.
Okay.
But okay. After this one, real-time chat started.
Got it.
And it was weird that he thanks me for my comments on his page, because throughout the last year, none of my comments on his page have been remotely positive. I've been telling people, don't listen to anything this quack says about cryptocurrency. He's a maniac in regard to it.
So that's evidence right there that we're dealing with a script. We're dealing with him scraping his page for, okay, who has liked and commented on all of my posts in the last year? Scrape that database and then send them a message.
Presumably.
Yeah.
I said, it's certainly better than cold snow in New Hampshire. Of course, I was proud to have cast my vote for you in 2016.
This was at the, were you at the convention, the Libertarian convention?
No, I voted for him in the presidential election.
Oh, you actually wrote him in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Even though it was a futile gesture, since Mississippi discards write-in votes. He said, it was futile, but still greatly appreciated. Hopefully 2020 won't be the same.
All right, so it sounds like he actually, or whoever he is, maybe it's a flunky or something like that, some employee that,
right.
So somebody is reading, you know, these aren't automated responses. There is.
If they're automated, it's a really good bot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like I said, I was never sure at any point during this whether I was interacting with a human being or with a bot.
Right.
But then he goes, have you checked out my official campaign website as well? He gave me the links to it.
Okay.
I said, I haven't, but I'll check it out later.
Yeah.
He said, all right, then, thanks. He goes on to say, I haven't posted on my Facebook page in a while. Thought to have this created and appreciate my followers for their support, likes, and comments on the page. And also to inform about my new crypto project. So here...
Wait, what was thoughts to have this created? What was that line? I didn't hear you say it right.
Oh, no, I said it right. Haven't posted on the Facebook page in a while. Thought to have this created and appreciate my followers for their support, likes, and comments on the page.
Thought to have this created and appreciate my supporters for their likes and comments. It almost sounds like he's admitting he's created some sort of thing that you're interacting with. I'm not sure what that means. What does that mean? Thoughts? Or thought to have this created?
I took it as, I thought to have created this. I don't know what this is.
This meaning the whoever or thing that
I gotta
you're
say, the speech
to.
Patterns do sound a lot like McAfee.
We're coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And thanks to Richard Thompson, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier, meaning that Richard contributes $10 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's for listeners like you, hopefully, that actually value what we do. If you appreciate the fact that we're on the air talking about freedom and cryptocurrency and peace on a 7-night-a-week basis on the radio across the United States and internationally via satellite and online, of course, if you like the fact that we're doing all that, and we do it all for free, meaning that you can download as much as you want, you can watch as much as you want, you can, you know, enjoy the website for free. If you appreciate it and you want to help us out, then do what Richard did and contribute. He's doing gold, which means he's doing $10 a month. All we ask for is $5 a month, and you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin BTC. And we sure do appreciate it. We'll give you some extra perks and some bonuses. Like if you're in the Discord chat, you'll get the gold color to your name, and you'll have access to the supporters' chat rooms there. There's also the AMP Only podcast. There's a Facebook group for those of you who are still on Facebook. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's amp.freetalklive.com. In fact, we're talking about an interaction that you had, Aria, with John McAfee, or with something purporting to be John McAfee. We're not clear whether it's a script or maybe somebody he hired on Fiverr or one of his associates that he is living with right now that is doing this. Because, you know, John McAfee is a fairly wealthy guy. I mean, that's at the very least the way he portrays himself. I believe it. He's been very successful in life. He's in his mid-70s. I think he's like 73 or 74 years old. And he is a successful software entrepreneur. And we've seen that he has been on his own Twitter account basically hoeing himself out to cryptocurrency companies, saying that he'll take whatever crypto, as crappy as it is, and he'll shill for it for like $100,000, basically.
Yeah.
So for $100,000, he could take $20,000 of that $100,000 and hire some kid, you know, to pay a kid full time, which is not bad. Like, if you're going to live down in somewhere that's not the United States, maybe he's not living with John McAfee. Maybe he's living in, you know, India or whatever. John McAfee's on a boat right now in international waters. I think he's down in Georgetown on some island. But anyway, if you're living not in the U.S., I mean, 20 grand isn't bad to just sit there and send messages to somebody on Facebook and, you know, be John McAfee. So from what you've read so far with this conversation, which just started out of the middle of nowhere, you got a message from John McAfee at 9 a.m. You responded later that evening. He gets back to you at 3 a.m., and that's where this conversation kind of continues, where he's promoting to you his presidential campaign. He's acknowledged some of the things that you've said, so it's not like it's just a straight, boring script that is, you know, only asking the same questions or saying the same things to everybody. He's saying things that are unique to what it is that you've said to him. So that suggests to me that it's probably not an actual robot and that it's probably an actual person. But whether or not it's actually John McAfee is another question. So was there more that you wanted to share from y'all's conversation?
Sure. There was a little bit more.
So he shills for his website for his campaign.
Yeah, which is understandable.
Sure. Yeah, he's running for president. You gotta put it out there.
So I asked, what's the new crypto project? Would you be interested in coming on our show to discuss it?
So he mentioned he had a new crypto project. Is that why you asked that?
Yes.
That question? Okay, I missed that.
Yeah, we ended off with him saying, and also to inform about my new crypto project.
I see.
To which he said, and this is the part where I was like, okay, this is probably a bot. But in looking at it more, I'm thinking this is probably some kid from the Philippines who just doesn't speak English as a first language. He replied, I would love to come to the radio show, but I'm tied with the project. My McAfee crypto team have developed a platform to enable crypto enthusiasts make profits off their coins in this bearish market.
See, now, part of the problem is McAfee's frequently drunk. So, you know, the language here sounds like it's somebody who maybe doesn't know English real well, or somebody who's just too drunk to care. So it's possible that it is a drunken McAfee who maybe he's into trannies or whatever, and he just saw you, and like maybe that's why.
Well,
we've
we
never
know
heard.
He's at least gone to dinner with at least one.
Has he?
Yeah.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Her name.
He didn't know she was trans at the time.
All right.
So we had a little bit of conversation about crypto, but I asked, "Sounds interesting, but how does it grow the investment relative to the USD?" Or by increasing the amount of crypto held.
This because, is about whatever thing he's promoting.
Right.
That because, you're not mentioning for obvious reasons.
Yeah, people have different ideas of what they want from their investment. I would rather get more crypto, even if my relative values to the USD never actually changes.
Okay.
Because in the long run, that more crypto is more beneficial to me than having more USD now.
Okay.
So he answers, on the trading section, you are allowed to privilege to pick. You are allowed the privilege, sorry, to pick amongst one of our competent day traders to handle your trade, where you can monitor their per hour trades in real time and make withdrawals if need be.
So he's selling you a day trader service where somebody else will do the trading for you.
Yes.
Is the idea?
Yes.
Okay.
So I said, okay, but are they aiming to increase the Ethereum and Bitcoin that are held, which are the two currencies he mentioned? Or are they aiming to procure it and wait on crypto value increases, which is essentially what Helium did in conjunction with Uphold.
Real well.
No, it didn't. Okay. He says, our crypto brokers trade on several platforms simultaneously while your funds are held in your Stratton account. They trade with company funds representing the amount you have in your account. I said, can you answer the question, please? He says, the Bitcoin and Ethereum are being traded with and mined, so they aren't just held till the crypto value increases. He took what I said in the most literal terms. I don't care if those particular Bitcoins are the ones being held or if you spend that 0.01 and then you return 0.01. That's not what I was asking. And I think McAfee would have known that.
Okay.
So I asked again, what's increasing, though? Like, I day traded for a while between Litecoin, Ethereum, and Blackcoin. Although I lost money relative to the USD, in the course of 4 months, I gained an entire Litecoin out of it by shape-shifting prior to their implementation of KYC into whichever had the best...
Know your customer. Yeah.
Into whichever had the best ratio to whichever I was holding at the time. On that note, what is the status of KYC with regard to this service? You are unable to reply to this conversation.
What a strange point at which to just pull the plug and disconnect.
When I began asking questions about it.
About legality, too. I mean, that's, you know, KYC is a government usually mandated process.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
I
you still aren't sure, right? You're
no,
still flummoxed by this.
whatever it was, whether it was McAfee using a bot or some person whose first language is not English, or it was just a drunk McAfee, that is improper behavior. That is not someone for whom I will vote for president.
Right, to just pull the plug in the middle of a conversation with somebody that you were trying to pitch something to.
Yeah. I mean, that's so shady. It's like, hey, I've got this car to sell you. And then when they start asking questions about it, you're like, okay, never mind. Nope. We're not doing this.
Yeah.
And that's shady.
Yeah, that's too bad because he is a character. Like,
he is
entertaining as hell. And I wonder if that, it just doesn't seem, I mean, I don't know him well enough, right? Like, I've run into him at a couple of different crypto events. We've had him on as an interviewee here on Free Talk Live. But you don't get to know somebody when, you know, when you're talking to them briefly at a trade show or whatever. So it's hard to say. I mean, you don't get to, generally in life, you don't get to a level of success by ripping a bunch of people off. I mean, it's not always true. It's true for politicians that they do rip people off and they manage to be successful. So, I mean, there are some exceptions to that rule. But, I mean, generally, if you've been successful in business, it's usually because you honored your agreements. It's usually because you did what you said you were going to do. Not because you've just been ripping people off left and right, because then the word gets around.
Yeah, and how much longer is his name going to be worth $100,000 for a tweet, you know?
I don't know. He may not be alive much longer.
True.
I mean, he's old. He's a man in his mid-70s.
And he doesn't look it, though, to be fair. I mean, I would peg him probably for 56.
Really?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't look that young. He's pretty old.
Well, he may be using old pictures of himself online.
Could
I don't
be.
Know.
Could be.
Well, I mean, there's that video he did recently when he was on the boat, so...
I didn't watch it.
What do you think, Johnson? Do you think that she was dealing with a robot? That she was dealing with some kid in a boiler room?
I go boiler room kid.
Mm-hmm. It definitely seems like somebody who doesn't have a total grasp on the English language, and it seems unbelievable that McAfee, as wealthy and as busy as he purportedly is just hammering out Facebook messages to random people who like his page.
Well, my assumption was that he wanted me to be one of his people out on the ground campaigning for him.
The question is the boiler room literally a boiler room on the ship?
Good question. If you want to jump in, comment. Maybe there are people out there who received a similar question. Did you post about this at all publicly? Did you say, hey, did anybody else get a message from McAfee? Because that would be an indicator, right?
Not publicly, I don't think. Not on Facebook anyway. I mentioned it on the show.
See, that would be interesting to see if you could put it out there and say, hey, did anybody else? Because you probably already know people who are connected with this page who've liked some stuff. Did anybody else get these messages? Or was it just you? More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk
Number
Live.
One international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth. Once and for all, visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead. With peace of mind, EscapeRightNow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.